Hello. Is any owl there? I turned on closed captioning today as well so that if people can't really understand what I'm saying, they can actually read as well. So I thought that would be a really, really cool idea. But how are you guys doing? How is everybody doing? I see Milky's here, Syntax is here. Meow Mix, Faz K, Amelia, Filson. The way that they put your names in the Twitter space is really funny. But yeah, today is just gonna be a very chill and relaxed evening. If you can hear some outside background noise, that's because my family is still awake. By the way, the tweet links to the YouTube studio. Oh my gosh, I'm so dumb. Ugh, let me change that right now because I'm an idiot. Thank you so much. No one can even access that now that I realize. Okay, so how do I get there? Go to. So I'm going to copy this and then go here. And then I'm going to. What did I do? Okay, actually, I'm going to delete this. I'm going to delete this, and then I'm going to post the live chat in the comments. Just give me 1 second. Live chat is here. It's the same link as it was before, and anyone can join if you guys want to interact. Yeah. More story time. Okay, give me 1 second. I just need to blow my nose. I have a runny nose. Sorry, you could hear that. Okay, so it just opens live chat like normal. Oh, okay. Well, here we are. This is welcome back to I Kiss My Girlfriend's Little Sister Dramatic Reading by Athy. Tonight we are reading chapters 2 and 3. I mean 3 and 4. Oh my god, I'm such an idiot. Meant chapters 3 and 4. For those of you who have not listened to chapter 1 and 2 yet, I actually did a Twitter space last night, and I read those two, and they are recorded. You can just go check them out on my Twitter page. If you scroll down, you could find my other Twitter space that has been recording. How has my weekend been? It was okay, still kind of stressed and anxious about really what's gonna happen and when we're gonna move back to our original place. And just staying in this temporary holding is really annoying because there's a lot of things that we had to cancel or to transfer, and then there are a lot of things that we had to get redelivered or ca like cancel deliveries. So there's just so much to manage at the moment. And then we have to file our renter's insurance, and then we have to follow up with management for compensation. There's just all this really this crazy adulting stuff that I don't even want to think about right now because tomorrow is a really, 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 really busy day. Because today was a federal holiday, so the clinic wasn't open, which means everyone that was supposed to come today is actually going to come tomorrow, which means we basically have double the patients but less nurses. So I am not looking forward to that. You weren't able to make it last night, Success says. How was it? It was really fun. It was really interesting. Long story short, the main character discovers that his new stepsister looks exactly like his girlfriend, and it was not his choice. His father remarried and suddenly just dropped the bomb on him. But this guy seems like a complete. A complete virgin kind of character where he's like, I really want a girlfriend. And then all of a sudden he gets a girlfriend and he's like, oh my gosh, I have a girlfriend. And then he's so happy and ecstatic, and it's so over dramatic, and I don't know if anyone ever feels like that in real life, but it's kind of funny. Very cringe. Dad of the year for sure. But yeah, so really just trying to make do with these Twitter spaces. I really wanted to get back into streaming. I was hoping that I would have gone back into streaming by now, but like this, I can't believe our apartment flooded. All my stuff is there, and then it's probably all dusty now, and then I have to probably clean it up, and I don't even know if my PC is still working. If it's not working, I have to get it fixed or what? I have to get a new one. And then I'm already kind of short on cash because I've already been, we had to buy a new washer and dryer. I had to buy a new bike to get to work. So all of these big expenses that have kind of just been topping up. So I've been kind of stressed in that sense. But then one day I went to the pet store to get some supplies for Mimi-kun, and I decided I wanted to buy a betta fish. So I did. So I bought a pink betta fish, and I called it Curb, short for Kirby. And it literally looks like a pink axolotl, but as a betta fish. And I think I am not doing a good job because I literally didn't put anything in the tank, and I feel bad for him. So I decided to buy a bunch of little decorations for my new betta fish. So anyway, I have a betta fish now, and it's helping me relax a little bit. I don't know why, but having a fish in my presence kind of is relaxing. And I feel like Mimi-kun is a little jealous that I'm giving all my attention to the fish now. But yeah, it's kind of funny seeing Mimi-kun kind of just give the fish a side eye, you know? I love betta fish. I know. Yeah, life happens, and I feel bad. She's like, I really wanted, like nobody's really streaming right now, so there's no one really to entertain y'all. So I'm just trying. I hope that I can get back into it as soon as I can. Yeah, I just really hope that they don't delay. I'm hoping and I'm praying. All right, guys, let's get straight to it. By the way, how's the sound? I realized that yesterday I was quite far away from my microphone, so today I'm going to go a little closer to the microphone. Yeah. I have you guys all to myself. Aw, I feel so lucky. Let me see if there's a way to. Okay. How's the sound now? You guys hear me okay? I put my phone on the bed so that you guys could kind of hear. All right. So let's move on to chapter 3. Man, my fingers are worn out. I've never used scissors for so long, I complained out loud. While Shigure was in the bathroom cleaning the bathtub, I was preparing her new living space. I was currently in the entryway, juggling bags of garbage from my dad's room. Since he'd instructed me to throw out everything except for my mom's mementos, I'd stuffed everything in the near vicinity into said trash bags. Unfortunately, I couldn't just cram his clothes in there as they were. Due to a certain rule in this area, I needed to cut them up as finely as possible before I could add them to the burnable trash pile. The fabric scissors I struggled with were a memento of my mom's. I cut my dad's clothes, all of which had dinosaur prints, into small strips of gaudy cloth, and just as the base of my fingers started to cramp up, I finally finished the job. That was one thing down, and about a dozen more to go. That still leaves the curtain, I grumbled to myself. A little earlier, I'd ended up unearthing an enormous curtain from the closet. Dealing with that would be a major pain in the ass, and since my fingers were already exhausted, I decided to take a short break. I gazed pensively at the mountain of trash piled up in the entryway. We had all sorts of garbage, burnable, unburnable, bulk, and more. Then there was the issue of my dad's dinosaur figures. I considered asking for Shigure's help in taking these to a pawn shop. Hopefully, they could provide us with a little extra money for the household. As I was busy mulling things over, Shigure suddenly called out to me, "Big bro, we have a problem." "What is it? Do you not know how to heat up the bath?" I asked.
"No issues there. My old place had the same setup."
Then what's up?"
"Well, here's the thing. I just noticed that this apartment d doesn't have a changing room."
"Oh,
Yeah. This apartment's bathroom was directly connected to the wood paneled section of the kitchen. Likewise, there was no door between the kitchen and living room, the latter of which also served as my bedroom. In short, the bathroom was directly connected to my bedroom. Since the household had consisted of just me and my dad until then, it hadn't really mattered and ended up completely slipping my mind. But now that Shigure was here, the lack of a changing room was a huge problem. Don't we have a curtain rail in there, though? I asked.
There is one, but there's nothing hanging from it.
Maybe we can use this then, I asked, holding up the curtain I was initially planning to throw away. If it were usable, I wouldn't have to cut it up. I'd take care of two birds with one stone. I hung the curtain from the rail and checked its length. Yeah, this house is built for those etchy rom-com situations. No door. That's so funny. It's kind of short. The width was fine, but the hem hung a little over the foot from the ground. Still, this would have to suffice for the time being. Your knees will show, but at least it's dark. That means it's not see-through, I said. Are you comfortable using this for now?
I don't mind, but will you be all right with that? She asked.
Huh? I'm a guy. We don't really sweat that sort of thing.
Really now?
She replied with the same mocking grin she wore before. A slight chill ran down my spine when I saw it. Just as I thought, it was nothing like an expression Haruko would ever make. What's with that suggestive grin? I squeaked.
Nothing at all. If you don't have a problem with it, neither do I. Well, the bath's heated and ready to go. I'll jump in first.
Take your time, I said, waving my hands lightly. With that, I returned to the living room and turned on the television. Man, I lucked out. Since the curtain had found some sort of use, that meant I'd finish cleaning. After Shigure was finished with the bath, I could wash up, go to sleep, and pull the metaphorical curtain on the most exhausting day of my entire life. There were still things I needed to consider, but for the time being, everything was all right. I sat in the living room and zoned out to the variety show I usually watched. Due to the layout of my apartment, I could catch glimpses of the bathroom from the corner of my eye. That was when I spotted Shigure removing her socks, revealing her thin legs and bare feet. Ugh, I gasped, then quickly checked myself. Wait, what am I getting so worked up over? I just seen her legs, right? I might have been a virgin, but I wasn't that pent up. Girls show their bare legs off everywhere, both in the city and in school. It was hardly a rare sight, but why did I feel the urge to avert my gaze? I needed to get a grip. There was no reason to be so sheepish over a simple pair of legs. And with that rather flimsy makeshift wall of stubbornness, I forced myself to return my attention to the television. Flop. The skirt that Yuri had been wearing traveled down her legs before falling to the floor. At that moment, I cursed my own thoughtlessness. A little over 1 foot from the ground, huh? Sure, I hadn't seen anything too scandalous. The girls at school would often pull the waistbands of their skirts up to impossibly short lengths, revealing their thighs. They would show way more skin than what I witnessed just now. Despite that, this situation was completely different. The movement of Shigure's pale legs and her falling clothes had relayed a vivid truth to me. Just beyond the curtain, a girl with the same face as Haruka was slowly revealing her nude body, one piece of clothing at a time. What am I reading? Good Lord, this had been a horrible miscalculation on my part. I hadn't taken my incredibly a active imagination into account. Based on the glimpse I'd caught from the small foot-long gap, my mind could easily fill in the rest. Shit, what should I do? Go into my dad's room behind the screen door? No, that wouldn't work. That room now belonged to Shigure. After we'd eaten together, she'd set about organizing her personal belongings in there. That meant I could no longer enter without permission. Should I go hide in the restroom? From the gap in the curtain, I witnessed Shigure's hands sliding down her legs, pulling down a thin, white piece of cloth. That small slip of fabric was it.
the straw that broke the camel's back, and my body slumped over the tea table. My heart was pounding so loudly, I thought my eardrums might burst from within. All right, that settles it. Tomorrow for sure. The following day, I would go to the hardware store and buy a curtain, a proper one that trailed all the way down to the ground. By God, I would lay claim to that holy artifact, come hell or high water.
Excuse me?
Shigure spoke up.
Are you there, Onicha?
Whoa, what's up? I jerked my head up. Shigure poked her face out of the corner of the curtain and studied me suspiciously.
What are you freaking out over?
She asked. I'm not freaking out. I was just taking a nap and hearing your voice startled me. So what's up? I desperately tried to cover for myself.
Sorry to disturb your sleep, but could you fetch me the shampoo and conditioner from my suitcase? I forgot to grab them before coming in here.
You're cool with me opening your bag?
Of course. I've already put away my underwear and the like. No need to worry about that.
Got it. Virtually fleeing from Shigure's gaze, I entered her room and retrieved two pink bottles from the suitcase lying against the wall. I took several deep breaths in an attempt to calm my nerves. When it was clear that hadn't helped in the slightest, I decided to feign composure instead. I returned to the living room with the best poker face I could muster and handed the two bottles over to Shigure. She giggled with a suggestive grin.
Thank you ever so much, Onicha.
Why are you making that face?
What? Oh, it's nothing. Nothing at all.
Shigure retreated back into the curtain. I heard the bathroom door open and close. After I'd returned to the safety of the tea table, I let out a massive sigh. What was with that expression just now? Despite the uncanny resemblance to Haruka, such an odd smile would never appear on my girlfriend's face. With that provocative expression fresh in my mind, Shigure's earlier words resurfaced and repeated themselves.
I don't mind, but will you be all right with that?
She had asked. Perhaps Shigure had known how I'd react. Despite knowing that she'd become the subject of my vulgar fantasies, she hadn't even remotely attempted to put a stop to things. The very concept sent a shiver down my spine, causing alarm bells to go off in my head. Could she be trying to... No, stop right there. Don't jump into conclusions. I scolded myself out loud. I couldn't make any assumptions about her simply based on my own imagination. After all, Shigure had done her best to meet me halfway. I was a complete stranger who had just become her brother as of a few hours ago. There was no need to play the victim based on zero evidence. Brushing aside the sinister premonition that had arisen in the back of my mind, I decided to distract myself by studying. I placed my notebooks atop the tea table and began preparing for tomorrow's lessons. I always studied in my free time. There was never a downside to learning new things, regardless of what they were. I would say that was the only good lesson my bastard of an old man had ever instilled in me. Whenever I focused on my notebooks, irrelevant thoughts disappeared from my mind. Through being so absorbed in the material, I managed to regain my composure.
I ended up sweating a ton today from the move, Shigure sighed. Nothing like hot water to make you feel better. The bath is all yours now.
All right then, I'll hop in soon, I replied automatically. Until she'd spoken to me, I hadn't even noticed Shigure returned from the bathroom. Studying had never once failed me. Thanks, Dad. I unfolded my legs and stood up, then promptly froze in place. In the blink of an eye, I'd lost the ability to move. I felt as though ice had replaced the blood that flowed through my veins, and yet, at the same time, my red-hot face threatened to burst into flames any seconds. But who could blame me? After all, when I'd finally looked up, I found Shigure standing there, nothing but a bath towel. What the hell do you think you're doing coming out here like that? I cried, unable to contain the frantically high pitch in my voice. Shigure, on the other hand, merely cocked her head.
What am I thinking?
She echoed in a puzzled voice.
Do you not wear a towel after getting out of the bath, Onicha? Seems normal enough to me.
If this was your home, then sure, but...
This is my apartment, though, she cut me off.
Yeah, you're right, but hurry up and put some clothes on. Even blood-related siblings show more discretion at this age. Sure, we need to make a conscious effort to make things work out for both of us, but this is taking things way too far. Chicory bent over and started laughing. What's with this girl? What's so funny? I yelled.
Don't lose your head. Look, I'm wearing a camisole under the towel.
Huh? I blurted out after a stupefied pause. Chigure threw open the front of her bath towel, revealing a thin camisole and shorts. Upon seeing my dumbfounded expression, she burst into laughter.
What? You didn't even notice the camisole straps? What a riot. Your mind's been polluted by all that dirty manga, Oni-chan. Even if we are step-siblings, I'd never wear only a bath towel in front of a boy I just met. Unfortunately, girls like that don't exist in a three-dimensional world.
Shigure managed to spit out between peals of laughter, her shoulders shaking. All the while, the mean-spirited smile, which was the complete opposite of Haruka's, was plastered on her face. She can't get away with this. You've crossed the line here, I muttered angrily.
Huh? I was just messing with you. Think of it like a kitten patting at your ankles, okay? Anyways, you certainly seem to be getting all worked up by your lonesome.
But what if I'd gotten too worked up? I pointed out.
What if I'd done something irredeemable?
Oh, what if I'd done something irredeemable? Yeah, I might be terrified of women, but I can't make any promises.
Huh. What, so you have no confidence in your abilities to stay level-headed? Well, at least you're honest, but you don't need to worry about that.
Why not?
I asked. Take a look at this,
she indicated. She picked up a piece of paper I'd left on the table for note-taking and tossed it into the air. Within the blink of an eye, she managed to split the floating leaflet in half with the world's most precise roundhouse kick.
There's a good chance I'm a lot stronger than you, Anita, she stated confidently.
Ugh.
So, if you're ever in the mood, feel free to come after me. I dare you. But just know one thing. I'll fight back with everything I have.
Chigure lifted one of her legs to demonstrate, making an already sinfully short shorts roll up further. She patted her thighs as if to make a point, causing a pleasant slapping sound to ring out.
But why? But why? That's not a pleasant sound. What is the pleasant sound of a slapping?
No. Wait, I can't do this. Wait. Causing a pleasant slapping sound to ring out. Okay, this guy. He needs to chill, man. I should have known. Her little show just now had conveyed the presence of thoroughly developed muscles. Given her strength and agility, I wouldn't be surprised if she was experienced in martial arts. In other words, Shigure had teased me, knowing full well that she could easily overpower me. The premonition I felt earlier, as a chill running down my spine, had now transformed into an uncertainty. That was my brain. Sona's asking, I love you. Whatever. I've read things that are 10 times worse than this, so don't worry. Don't worry about me. Even you're forcing yourself to make this work, huh? I repeated her words from earlier. You're nothing but a liar.
Oh, are my pants on fire?
She retorted. No, but you're about to hang from a telephone wire. I was certain now. Although she was outwardly identical to my sincere and innocent Haruka, she was a complete antithesis on the inside. Before, she'd compared herself to a kitten, playfully batting at my ankles. That had been the perfect metaphor. Cats would purposely keep their weakened prey alive, swiping at them with carefully retracted paws and soft nips, and turn them into playthings. Chigure fit that image perfectly.
Okay, so she is a cat
kind of character.
I've always wanted an older brother or sister, she added. Someone who would listen to all my selfish requests. Now that you have an adorable little sister, you're going to spoil her absolutely rotten, aren't you?
A malicious aura radiated from Shigure's smile, an expression far removed from my sweet Haruka. Without a doubt, this girl was a bully to her very core. I'm screwed, aren't I? What would happen if this sadist ever found out that I had a girlfriend who looked exactly like her? Obviously, I'd be up shit creek without a paddle. I had no doubt in my mind that she'd find a way to take advantage of their resemblance and push things even further. In the wake of a future that was all too vivid in my mind, I could no longer lie to myself. I was downright terrified. Chapter 4. Morning X Consensus. The morning after the most shocking day of my entire life, a scent I couldn't quite identify beckoned me out of sleep. It turned out to be the smell of miso. I groggily turned my head to the kitchen and found my little sister wearing the same apron as last night. She was busy pouring the miso soup she'd made for dinner last night into a pot.
Oh, good morning, Onii-chan, she greeted.
Her smile was even warmer than the morning sunlight that streamed in through the windows. It reminded me of an expression my girlfriend would make, causing my heart to leap. To prevent them from overlapping again, in my mind, I reminded myself of my stepsister's name. Good morning, Shigure.
Did you sleep okay? Or did you end up tossing and turning all night with your poor little heart racing? I mean, only a single screen door separated you from your adorable little sister.
I slept just fine, thanks, I retorted dryly.
Really? She giggled. Well, that aside, I finished making breakfast. I'm going to get the table set up, so I'd appreciate if you put your futon away.
As instructed, I sluggishly dragged myself out of bed. My body felt like it had been replaced with a sack of bricks. Sure, I claimed to have slept just fine, but that had been a complete lie. Could anyone really blame me? I spent the night a few feet away from a girl who was the spitting image of my girlfriend, a thin screen door the only barrier between us. That would have unsettled anyone. Even so, I hadn't been conscious of the fact for very long. Before we'd gone to sleep, I'd learned about Shigure's true nature. She and Haruka were like night and day in that respect, regardless of how similar they looked. It had always been a blessing, in a way. Their opposite personalities helped me to view them as different people. In fact, I could see myself getting along with Shigure as family. At the same time, the idea of this dominatrix learning about Haruka filled me with uneasiness. So no, I hadn't lost any sleep over Shigure. I had been up all night worrying about my girlfriend. How am I going to explain the situation to Haruka? It was a doozy of a problem, and one that I couldn't exactly hide from. What would Haruka think, knowing that I, her boyfriend, lived with her spitting image? To make things worse, I had no power to do anything about the situation. Still, I was confident that if I just talked to Haruka, she would understand. I needed to let her know about Shigure as soon as possible, and not via some wimpy text message or anything like that. It needed to be in person. After several agonizing hours of tossing and turning last night, I'd arrived at the conclusion that I'd tell her about it during lunchtime today. I'd finally managed to fall asleep well past 2 a.m. No wonder my body felt so heavy. Rubbing my tired eyes, I put away the futon and sat myself down at the dining table. For breakfast, we had steaming hot white rice, leftover miso soup, golden fried eggs, and minced cabbage. I hadn't enjoyed a warm, freshly made breakfast in years, probably not since my mom had passed away. Thanks, I said. We'll need to decide on shifts for chores and stuff.
If you don't mind me asking, what did you do for breakfast while you still lived alone? She asked.
I either ate leftover bread or nothing at all.
No surprise there. Yeah, you're not going anywhere near the food. Instead of chefs, I think it better if we divided the housework.
I'll handle the cooking and the laundry. You can take out the garbage and wash the dishes. How does that sound?
I'm cool with that if you are, I replied.
Well, that settles it.
As we continued deciding on our specific roles around the house, I helped myself to the breakfast she prepared. I'd already gotten a brief taste of it last night, but her cooking was spectacular. Yesterday's main dish had been salmon grilled with a generous sprinkling of salt. This morning, we were enjoying hearty plates of fried eggs and miso soup. I hadn't expected there to be much room for innovation in what she'd cook, but there was still a world of difference between Shigure's meals and what I'd managed to slap together on occasion. The salmon last night had been pleasantly moist and had possessed a sweet richness. Likewise, the eggs had been cooked just enough to still be runny. The miso soup was equally as appetizing. It was fragrant, and each mouthful was a textural delight. Finely cut enoki mushrooms added a pliant resistance to the otherwise unassuming dish. All in all, her culinary abilities were quite impressive. If Shigure had been my little sister during my single days, I would have turned out as one hell of a degenerate older brother, no doubt about it. He's self-aware. While I piled heaps of praise on her cooking, Shigure said... Sorry, that last line was so funny. While I piled heaps of praise on her cooking, Shigure sat down her chopsticks and spoke up.
By the way, I have something important to discuss before I get to school.
What is it?
Starting today, I'll also be going to Seiyun.
Wait. There was only one place with that name around here. Seon High was the school I attended. It was a relatively well-known and prestigious private school within the Kanagawa Prefecture. Oh, I responded. I guess that means we'll be going to the same school.
We should be in the same class, too. You're also in advanced placement, right?
Seriously? I blurted out. Seon only had one AP class. That meant we would be in the same room for our two remaining years. Looks like we'll be seeing each other around the clock, huh? I joked, trying to make light of the situation.
Yep, and for that exact reason, I'd like to keep our relationships as siblings a secret.
Huh? Why?
Where's your sense of imagination? Just think about it. Even if we are siblings because of our parents' marriage, we just met each other yesterday. If people found out about our living situation, it would make for perfect fat material for the boys.
I made an odd choking sound as my mouthful of miso was promptly evacuated through my nose.
It burns.
Girls shouldn't be talking about things like fapping, I cried out.
Well, it's the truth. I'm not going to mince words. She stated flatly. Anyways, I don't want to deal with those kind of bad vibes on my first day at a new school.
I couldn't blame her for wanting to avoid the, well, fat material of our living situation. As a healthy growing boy with a typical hyperactive libido of a teenager, I was well aware of what my peers were capable of. Shigure's worries were completely justified. In other words, you want us to lie and act like complete strangers? I asked.
No, there's no need to lie, she explained. It's unusually more trouble than it's worth. People can sniff out the truth pretty easily, and it's a hassle to get both of our stories straight. Just don't go around gossiping about us, okay? I imagine our teachers will keep quiet about it if we ask them to. And thankfully, since our last name, Sato, is so common, no one will suspect a thing if we don't draw attention to it.
Well, I don't mind any of that, I replied. I had no reason to object. After all, I was just as reluctant as she was to be the topic of our classmates' obscene conversations. Even if their discussions had no basis in reality, I really didn't want Haruka to overhear them. No, I had no reason to shoot down Shigure's proposal. Wait, hold on a second there. That wasn't quite right. There were a few people I had to tell, Haruka for starters, as well as a few of my guy friends who visited the apartment on a regular basis. I promised to keep our relationship on the down low, but there's one person in particular I need to discuss this with. I mentioned. Also, a couple of my guy friends come over pretty frequently. Since they end up finding out sooner or later, I need to talk to them as well. It goes without saying that I'll warn them, and I'll warn them to keep their mouths shut about it. I purposely hadn't mentioned Haruka's name. If she could have found out that I had a girlfriend who was identical to her, I had no doubt that her malicious smile would quickly resurface. Like Shigure had suggested earlier, I wasn't exactly lying, but I wasn't rushing to let her know about Haruka either.
Can your friends keep a secret? Asked Shigure.
Yeah, in that respect, they're way more trustworthy than me, I reassured her.
If you say so. I won't stop you, but only if, as an apology, you give me a good morning kiss on the cheek, she replied, the devilish smile again once again creeping across her face.
This girl won't give me a break! I told you to cut that out! I yelled.
What's with the red face? Kissing a family member on the cheek is just a run-of-the-mill greeting, right? It's a pretty normal thing to do overseas.
So just because it's done overseas, it should be normal in Japan too? That's some pretty stupid reasoning.
Big words for someone who doesn't have the balls to plant a smacker on my cheek. If you didn't indulge your cute little sister with her selfish request, I won't give you permission to tell your friends about us. So, what will you do, my spineless beta brother?
Don't underestimate me. I've planted dozens of smackers on dozens of cheeks, I boldly exclaimed. Okay, that was blatant a lie as any. Given how I practically creamed my pants just from holding a girl's hand, I'd obviously never kissed anyone on the cheek. Still, I'd become certain of one thing. Now that Shigure had developed a taste for tormenting me, she wouldn't be stopping anytime soon. One look at her face gave everything away. That teasing grin, which was brimming with malice and contempt, was pointed completely in my direction. No, she didn't actually want a good morning kiss from me. She just enjoyed seeing me squirm under her bold demands. This isn't good. I knew I needed to do something to nip this nasty little habit of hers in the bud. Otherwise, there'd be a long chain of manipulation and humiliation in my future. I needed to show her that I wouldn't back down, even if I was cornered. I'd still come out swinging. Feigning courage, I placed my hands on the table and leaned forward. As I approached Shigure, she turned her cheek towards me as if to say, "Come on, give me a big wet smooch." I mumbled as I faltered. How is her skin so flawless? Is she even human? No. I couldn't hesitate. She mocked me because I freaked out and lost my nerve over every little thing. I needed to stop thinking and just bite the bullet. I psyched myself up and leaned closer, my trembling lips honing in on her cheek. At that moment, the invigorating fragrance of shampoo tickled my nostrils and I froze. That scent was identical to Haruka's. Shit! You're telling me they don't just look the same, they also smell the same? With that realization, a bitter sense of guilt stabbed my chest. She might have been my stepsister, and it might have been on the cheek, but I was about to kiss a girl I'd literally just met. I hadn't even shared that experience with Haruka yet. Wouldn't that be a betrayal of her trust? If I followed through with this, would I be able to look at my girlfriend in the eyes during our lunch break?
Okay, stop right there, Shigure cried.
What? I blurted out, stopping in my tracks. Shigure took the opportunity to push me back.
Oh, for God's sake, why are you taking this so seriously? She asked, looking somewhat abashed. That was clearly a joke. Kiss the girl you like, not me.
You're the one who told me to do it, I retorted.
And I never thought you would. You actually would. You've got a hell of a dirty mind, Onii-chan.
For the first time in my life, I'm getting the urge to hit a woman.
Eek! Let's keep this a domestic violence-free zone. It's true that I did take things too far, though. Sorry about that, Shigure acknowledged with an apologetic bow of her head.
You're free to tell your friends about us. If you think it's necessary, go ahead. As long as you don't go around spilling the beans to everybody and their dog, we shouldn't have a problem.
And with that, she stood up and began clearing away her dishes and utensils. Where did all this kindness come from? I was genuinely at a loss. Unlike me, she hadn't appeared embarrassed by what had taken place. The inner workings of the female heart were far too complicated for a guy like me. The end. I mean, not the end. That end of chapter 4.
Okay, everybody. That is it for chapter 4, 3 and 4. I think going in two chapter increments are good because there are actually 14 chapters in this entire first volume. So we definitely can finish this within the week if I do this every single night. How about, did you guys think? What did you guys think? I mean, that was super cliche, but I feel like there's a little mix of the Karakai Jozu Takaki-san there, like the, what's that anime called? Master Teaser Takagi-san or something like that. Yeah, Karakai Jozu Takaki-san. When she's like, I'll only do it if you kiss me on the cheek. And then he actually tries to do it and she's like, I was just kidding. Why are you being such a creep? But you know when girls do be like that, they actually really like them. So maybe MC has every red flag out there. Okay. That was an experience. We're not even halfway done with volume 1. Yeah. Where's the part where he actually kisses her? Right? The title of this light novel is I Kissed My Girlfriend's Little Sister? ! Where's the part where he actually kisses her? That didn't count because they didn't kiss on the cheeks. I need to find that part where that happens. But I don't know if that'll happen in volume 1 or if that's going to happen in like volume 2. I don't even know if there's a volume 2. So there we go. Guy has some serious issues. I agree. It kind of got a little bit like, why would you have a conversation like that? Like, okay, so I'm trying to put myself in her shoes. Okay, so let me try to imagine. I am like back in high school, and let's say I am living just with my mom, which actually I kind of was. Like Mama Nightingale and I always live together sometimes. If it weren't for my siblings, so I just pretend that. And then all of a sudden, Mama Nightingale decides to get married to another guy. And then there's like, all of a sudden, I have this older brother who's actually pretty much the same age as me, just older by a few months. And then we are literally living in an apartment that is so cramped. First of all, I would be very adult about it. And I would not make a big deal. So honestly, I would have gone to like the first dollar store to buy a curtain or something like that. Or I would have asked my parents to give me money to go stay in an Airbnb or a capsule hotel because I feel like that would have been a better idea before we get things sorted. But either way, having a conversation like that, I feel like she definitely has not met him for the first time before because I don't think I would make a joke like that. I mean, I would actually. It would be funny to tease an older brother, but I've never had an older brother. So that's why when I read these kind of things, I'm like, is this what having an older brother is really like? You know, when I read manga or watch anime where the main character is an older brother, it's hard for me to imagine what it's like to have an older brother. And instead, I put myself in the shoes of the older brother because I'm an older sibling myself. I'm an older sister myself. So I feel more like the older brother, whereas I've never felt like a younger sibling. So I don't know what it's like to be pampered by an older sibling. I feel like it'd be nice. I think now I'd understand what she meant by I want to be pampered and spoiled by my older brother. Because I feel like if I did have one, I'd definitely want to be pampered and spoiled by an older brother. I agree. I definitely agree. It's a light novel, so it's either 2 volumes or 20 plus. Oops. Yeah, the part where like he starts to say, like her, she looks like Haruka's. There's, I feel like the writing is always in the narrative of the writing. It's
the MC always trying to reassure himself that she is not Haruka. As you can see, there are many phrases where he kind of stops himself in his tracks and says, not like my girlfriend Haruka, knowing that this is not what my girlfriend Haruka would do or say or look like or whatever. But I feel like one day he's gonna get tired of trying to lie to himself about that, and just it's gonna get a little bit messy there, because now he thinks that she smells the same as her. And as Milky says, like, you're gonna die when that happens, and then he says, this taste, she goes, lips taste like, but I feel like he's gonna actually kiss her first. So, but then how is he supposed to know? Because they look exactly the same. Because it could be like a one-time thing. And then they run away. And then he's like, who did I actually really kiss? I don't know. But then I guess he would go up to them and be like, hey, were you the one that I kissed yesterday? If they say no. Yeah. If they both say no. Oh, wait. No, that doesn't work. See, now that doesn't work. Because then they could both lie. I mean, one would tell the truth and one would tell a lie. So who could you tell was real? Other than that, either way. Well, Haruka's backstory that she was old childhood friend of the MC. Yep. So I'm feeling the quintessential quintuplet vibes right now. That this is essentially quintessential quintuplets, but with twins, except the twins that don't know each other. Because I have a feeling that when they were really young, like in kindergarten or so, that was probably when Shigure and Haruka's parents divorced when they were in kindergarten. They were really young. And honestly, I can't really remember much from when I was like 5. So I wouldn't blame them if they didn't remember they had a sibling or anything like that. But I would not be shocked if they both had, like, if he also didn't remember that he played with both of them when they were younger. And that's why they both like him. So I guess, you know what? We're going the twin harem route right now. Yeah, I guess. You know, I've seen that happen. It's a thing. Domestic girlfriend ex Miss Nagatoro ex quintessential quintuplets. Right. This is a domestic quintuplet smash-up. He only met one of them at a time. Ooh, but which one? But I'm pretty sure Haruka likes him, because when they were younger, she definitely remembers that, like, she was shy or something like that, and he was the only friend. It's always that backstory with that girl where the MC seems like he's a loser, and then all of a sudden he gets a girlfriend or a girl who likes him, who is kind of just totally out of his league. But then you realize the only reason why she likes him is because when they were younger, she had a crush on him already, because I guess, you know, she thought of him as like a protector, or he was, you know, protecting her, or being her friend, or he saved her, or he was nice to her and defended her from the bullies. And then the girl's like, oh my god, I have a crush on you. And then when they're older, they have a crush on them again. Still, I don't think so. I don't think I have a crush on anyone. I don't think I would have a crush on my childhood friend. They could definitely change. Within those 10 years, people can change, man. People can change. Anyways, we can discuss more about these kind of light novels cliches in the future. I actually really like to go into these kind of in-depth analyses of cliches within anime and manga, because the more that I read about them and the more that I get more familiar of them, it's more fun for me to watch more anime and kind of critique them. One day I'll be the master anime critique. I will make my anime review videos, weekly anime review videos, unbiased. Totally biased, but also unbiased. Biased, unbiased anime. I'm going to call it the biased, unbiased anime review. Yeah, like how I don't know the difference between archived and unarchived, except this time it's the unarchived, unarchived, biased, unbiased anime review. Yeah.
So look forward to my new podcast series at these 60 anime movies. Just show me a picture of being like, that anime was good, that anime was bad. Anyway,
I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and hopefully we can continue a little more of the story, and let's see what happens to the siblings and Haruka. Oh, the step siblings and Haruka. So let's see. And I hope everybody has a wonderful night. Thank you so much for listening to me again. I miss you guys all so much. I really hope I can get back into streaming as soon as I can. But please don't forget me. This is Athena Nightingale signing off. Over and out. Hoot hoot hoot. I will see you.